pray for yourself or others when you enter the peaceful online chapel. See the map with lights to show where others are praying at the same time around the world. Take a moment to refresh yourself now at unityprayervigil.org.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace. I am super excited about our show today. We're going to be here doing what we do every day, and that is exploring the concept of living a life of peace every day. That's right. In the middle of our, not our first pandemic, but the first pandemic I've ever lived through, and probably many other people, did you know that peace, wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality, is available for each and every one of us today, right now. So we're exploring this concept of peace and having peace every day, today included. Now, can you even imagine a life of peace every day? Well, I'm here to tell you that yes, it is possible. Yes, you deserve it. And yes, you can have it. We work together here on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And let me tell you, today is no different. Today, we're talking about your relationship with the Spirit of God and how that relationship, the strength of that relationship, correlates to your worldly success, your comfort, the realization of your dreams. There is a direct correlation between the quality of your relationship with God and the quality of your life. So where are you in your relationship with God? Whose voice are you listening to? I happen to, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I know that there are a lot of voices calling to us out in the wilderness we call life, right? And I know depending on what voice we listen to, our life can go down various paths. Now, I'm one to believe that no matter what path your life goes down, you can still self-correct at any point by making a conscious effort to seek out the Word of God and to listen to that internal voice that is inside each and every one of us. And this is not a topic on religion and trying to sway you to do one thing or another. This is really just a call to listen. There's a call inside of each and every one of us. In fact, there is a Bible verse, Isaiah 65:24, that says, "Before you have called, I have answered." I love that because sometimes we don't even know what to ask for. We're so confused. But if we could just find a place within ourselves just to settle down, we'll find that those answers are within us. Right? So what happens when we listen to the wrong voice and our life moves away from where we want it to move towards? Where in those times we have to self-correct. Remember the first action in self-correction. It's just being still and allowing yourself to, in that moment, experience the peace and the love of God in that moment. Today, we are super blessed because we have someone that's been on our show. It's been over a year, a Reverend Q, and I'm going to do a formal introduction to Reverend Q. He is referred to as the Master Oracle. But before I do that, I want to read this to you. A lot of stuff coming from the Bible today, guys. This is coming from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. And it says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So it's with that in mind that I am so wonderfully excited to present to you all today our listening audience, Reverend Quentin Stroud, who has served humanity as the master oracle for over 19 years. He offers accurate and insightful spiritual readings and divine messages to transform your life. As the oracle of God, he has been on assignment helping believers to get better faster, better relationships, better health, better finances, better family, just a better overall life experience. And so we're going to be talking about your relationship with the Spirit of God and how that translates to the quality of your life. And in doing so, he is offering, if you would love to call in, if there's something on your heart, you know, we're living during unprecedented times, right? And people are really wanting to know, you know, what's going on, not just in these times, but in all times. What's going on in your life? What's going on with your loved ones? What's going on with your job? There's just so many questions, and he's willing to speak with you today. And if God gives him a message for you, he's going to share that with you today. So please, the phone lines are open. Please feel free to call in, contact your family, your friends, your coworkers, ask them to call in. Anyone who needs to hear a word today, we're here for that in this moment today on the Everyday Peace Show. Welcome, Reverend Q, to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I'm excited to have you here.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yes, I want to start off at the beginning because I've been talking to you, as I always do. I talk the topic, and I talk the topic all week long until we get up to the show, and I talk to anybody I, you know, come in contact with. And one of the things, mm-hmm. which is why I was so passionate to read this First Peter, one of the questions that came up to me, someone I spoke with, she says, I hadn't heard this term oracle since the Matrix.
Yes.
Because I don't even really know what an oracle is. So talk to us a little bit about that oracle for those people who don't know, who just associate the term with the Matrix.
Right. Well, and that's how most people actually identify it. So that's funny. So an oracle is basically a divine messenger. It is a divine message or a divine messenger. There is something called the office of the oracle. And in the office of the oracle, this is where these divine messages are shuffled through. This is where these divine messages are offered. And even if you go into the book of Joel, I think it's Joel chapter 3, where it says that surely the Lord God does nothing lest he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets. That everything in the universe, everything that is happening in our world, in our life, in our vortex, has all been revealed. It's all available to us, and somebody who is tapped in and is able to see into that or intuit into that is able to perceive of those things and give you insight and maybe even foresight to be able to move in and through things easily. The truth of the matter is this, and even Scripture says in Jeremiah that God has a purpose for you, that you may have an expected end. Well, what's the purpose of having an expected end if you don't know what to expect, right? Mm-hmm. And so the beautiful thing of working with an oracle of God is that you actually get that understanding and you get that awareness so that you can know how to move in and through life with a level of ease. That doesn't mean you don't have problems. That doesn't mean things don't show up. It just means that you have somebody, and I call it the oracle on your side. You have the oracle on your side to help you through it, which is how I think it should be.
And I wanted to say that I believe, and you can tell me your thoughts on this, that the voice of God is present in each and every one of us. I mean, this, you know, it's to what degree we have developed ears to hear. You know, Jesus used to constantly say, let him who have ears hear, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that we have become, there is chaos in the external world, definitely. We can just look around us. And in fact, one of the things that, you know, I find a bit comforting, if that may or may not be the correct term, in these very chaotic times, is that when I drive, the streets are not as chaotic. Not that they're not, you know, drivers, they're just not as chaotic. Things seem to be moving at a much smoother pace, just less chaos in the external world. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things happening, mm-hmm. but people seem to sort of be lining up and moving in a more linear flow of things, at least from my perspective. But that chaos on the outside, in the external world, a lot of times gets in our internal world. And when that happens, when it's in our internal world, we get all jumbled up and we cannot hear the voice of God, which is always speaking to us. That's been my experience. Do you find that in your walk, you've noticed that with people that they do have the ability to hear from God, they just don't because of being not at peace internally?
Yeah, it's the outer, it's the distractions, it's this thing that we feel so tied to the mundane, to the daily life. That's why I love your show, Everyday Peace. This is not something that it's supposed to be every day. It's supposed to be your everyday life. It's supposed to be a life of peace and joy and love and prosperity and harmony. And yet, because of the distractions, because of workaday world, because of family issues and dramas and emotionalism, all of this stuff takes away from that moment of peace that I think Scripture calls it a peace that passes all understanding. And that still small voice that you just talked about, that we all have it. We all have it. I am no exception. Jesus was no exception, right? Jesus was exceptional, let's be clear, right? But was not the exception. And so I want us all to know that as we journey through this, you have that opportunity to hear. And I'm actually going to be speaking about it a little bit as we go into the teaching. So this is good.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say one other thing, because I definitely want everybody to get all this teaching, but when you said that about Jesus, no exception, but being exceptional, what I love about this walk with Jesus is that he, God in man form, walking the earth, having the experiences that we have, right? And then that he, would push off oftentimes in the boat into the middle of the water just to have some solitude for a moment to collect himself, right? And it's interesting with us as humans. I used to do, when I first started doing public speaking, I would tell people that I had to literally learn how to get myself together in the carpool line. And what I meant by that is that my world, I could not figure out how to slow my work, my external world down enough to connect with source, with the Holy Spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, from within, because stuff was happening so fast. So I would use that drive from work to my kids' school, they were little, and sitting in that carpool line, just me in this conversation. I used to call it conversations with the universe, me and God. I'd talk, and I had long commute, and I just listen. I'd listen for a half an hour of the ride. No talking, no music, no nothing, just listen. And something would impress upon me, like, oh, yeah. Then I'd have another word or two, and I would use that space to really commune with God and hear from God. And sometimes I'd come out of that with an answer. Sometimes I would just come out of that feeling at least safe. And that's a big deal. Feeling safe is a big deal. A lot of the mistakes that I've made in my life have been because I didn't feel safe. I felt fearful. And when you're acting out of fear, right, what are some of the crazy things you'll do when you're acting out of fear? So I'm going to say that, and I would just love to get into this teaching. We're talking today with Reverend Q. The phone lines are open. If there's something on your heart and you're wanting to hear from the Master Oracle, of course, we have Reverend Q, the Master Oracle, available today, and the phone lines are open. Our teaching today is your relationship with the Spirit of God and how that relationship will impact the quality of your life. Right. We want a high quality life. So how does that happen?
Well, definitely, I'll say that years ago, I did a teaching called Relationship Will Not Be Found in Religion. And I talk about how that there is a shift that's happening even in the consciousness of man, where we're moving from this I believe, I believe, I believe, into this place of knowingness, this inner knowingness. That's versus it's called the Age of Aquarius, if you've heard of this that way, depending on what circles you operate in. But that relationship will not be found in religion, and the relationship that we're seeking to really experience with the universe, with the divine, with the Most High, is a profound one. And so this profound relationship, it does, you're right, it impacts our quality of life. It produces a successful life in every area, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what actually happens. Let me say this, and I know a lot of people get, especially a lot of clients that I talk to, get mixed up in what's happening around them. And, of course, we know that happiness comes from what's happening around you, but joy comes from the inside. Joy comes from within. And so when we get mixed up, and I think you just said it a moment ago about kind of taking that moment in the carpool lane and slowing your world down, that's where you find that you can always, always access the joy. You can always access that inner peace. And so as we understand and we go deeper into understanding what this relationship is all about, that's how we're going to start to find that every single day. And that's what we're working on now.
Right. Going deeper. And that's so interesting that you said we're living in the age of Aquarius. And the only way I know that terminology is because of the song.
The age of Aquarius.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so I know that song that from there. And this is an interesting fact. Most of my listeners know this about me. I grew up in two worlds, right? Which were really just one world. When I was growing up, I went to Holiness Church. My mom was a Holiness.
Yes.
And then I also went to New Thought Church. So we went to church on Saturday to a New Thought
yes.
Church and the Holiness Church on Sunday. And most people, no one knew we went to two churches, first of all. But my mom would say, oh, the people in the Holiness Church, they would never understand the people that we go to a New Thought Church and New Thought Church would never understand. But when I listened with a child's ears, the messages sound very similar to me. So some of the terminology, mm-hmm. I don't know the terminology, but I understand the concepts because they were just very, seemed universal to me. But let's just talk about this image of Aquarius. What you say, this is moving, and it's so funny because I was on a show today as a guest, and I used this phrase, but not age of Aquarius, but moving from believing to knowing.
That's right.
And
that's exactly what it represents.
How does one do that? How do you?
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
How do you do that?
So first of all, the age, anytime you say age, it's not talking about a denotative time frame necessarily. Okay. The word age is where we get it's the word aeon. The aeon or the age is the aeon is this it's this period of experience. It's a period. It's not an exact day. Like, you know, some people say, oh, it was 2012, and in 2012 everything. Listen, we ain't got time for all that, right? Just know that as you journey through your soul evolution, as you journey through your spiritual development, as you get a closer and more profound relationship with God, what happens is you move into this age of knowingness or this aeon, this period of where I know God is with me. I know God is in me. I know who I am, depending on where you are in your journey, right? This is why Jesus, if you go into the scripture, it talked about Emmanuel. Emmanuel was God with us, right? Emmanuel represents God with us. And we, as we evolve further, it goes God, well, it went from God for us, which is Old Testament, to God with us, which is Emmanuel, Jesus, to God in us, which is that indwelling spirit, which is the Holy Spirit or the whole Spirit of God operating through you as you. And so as you move through scripture, it even talks about this journey of spiritual unfoldment. I've never looked at the Bible as a big rule book. I've always looked at it as this book of spiritual psychology, spiritual development, spiritual unfoldment. And you see how humanity, and we are a part of that, has moved from this understanding. And so now we're entering into this age of Aquarius or this age of knowingness, this aeon of awareness, where we now are aware and knowing that God is with us, in us, as us, through us. And it's such a more, in my opinion, it's such a more profound relationship, and I'm going to go into that in a minute, about where you actually feel the intimacy of God. You feel this intimacy with God, and it's fantastic.
That's the oneness, right?
You're my teacher now.
Because this is what this relationship is supposed to be, right? It's a dance, really, and we're here not just looking on, like, what are you going to do next for me? When I was so much younger, and it makes me smile to think about it now, One of the things I used to love, I don't know, it may have been the way they said it in a Pentecostal church. If anybody here has ever attended a Pentecostal church, they have a way of saying things that is very rhythmic and it sits with you. And I remember this one particular time, the pastor said, there will be no more miracles in the sky. Right. And of course, he was referencing an answer that Jesus was given to a question that he had been asked. And but that always says that now, if there won't be any more miracles in the sky, then me as a kid, I'm saying, well, they must be inside of me. I must be able to perform. You know? So and that was my thinking along that line. And I'm going to just pause for 1 second because I want to grab this listener. They may have been there for a little while, or a caller, but we do have a caller. I want to get them on the air in the discussion. Just give me one moment. Hello, you're on the air with Reverend Q on the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. I feel blessed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to let you get right on with Reverend Q and so you can ask your question.
Oh, peace and blessings. Hey.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call. I am pretty good today. I am feeling intrigued by you. I'm feeling called to speak with you.
I love it. Well, let me start with your first name only and your date of birth, if you will.
Yes, my name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, and March 20th. Do you need the year?
No, that's fine. Perfect. Thank you so much, Terry. Look, we all want to put all the business out there.
Fantastic. I hear you.
All right, very good. Well, let me go ahead and just say what Spirit is giving to me in this moment. First of all, I'll say that for you, I want you to be very mindful of looking back. I want you to be very mindful of looking back. There is nothing behind you that is needing to serve you now. Okay, this is how Spirit is giving to me. There's nothing behind you. You cannot drive forward while looking through the rearview mirror. And so it's really, really important now just to continue looking forward, to continue looking for new opportunities or new ways of expressing yourself. This is really important for you for some reason. The other thing I'm getting here is that whatever stresses had been on you or even pulling on you, whatever stresses there were, these things are starting to melt off of you, and this is how I'm getting, almost like they're melting. So whatever as you turn up the heat in your life, it's gonna melt like butter, okay?
All right.
So those stresses, turn it up, turn up the heat, turn up the fire, turn up the passion, turn up the creativity, turn up the forward movement, and let that just kind of melt off of you. This is going to move you into a place of stability that you have never felt before. Never, and I'm telling you how I'm seeing this, my God, a place of stability that you've never felt before. This is almost like, this is how I'm getting it. If you've been walking, it might have felt like you were walking on quicksand or you walking on, it's kind of funny feeling just as you're walking it. Now it's starting to get so super solid, like concrete, like I can move, I can run, I can do whatever I need to do now because that's that new level of stability that you're moving into. So let the stresses go. Let it melt off of you. Stop looking back. There's nothing back there that you need. Trust me, I know. Okay? And this is going to move you into a new place of stability. Okay?
Thank you so much. I have been so mindful today of thinking about friends that have passed, and I'm trying to shake that off. This is affirmation of that.
Blessed be. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Terry, thank you so much for listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James and calling in for Reverend Q. And we're going to be going to the break. I know we have another caller on the line, and I'm going to go to the caller because I don't want to lose him, but please, if we don't finish up with you before the break, just hang in there. We'll come right back to you, but I'm going to just pick this caller up.
Thank you again. Bye.
Thank you, Terry. Oops, we just tried to get the next one.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Reverend Q. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Glenn.
Hey, Linus. Thank you.
Hey, I didn't think I would be able to make it, but I rested my appointment because I wanted to come on because I just had a feeling that I was supposed to call in today. So I'm so glad I did.
Well, good. That's very good. And good. I'm glad you had a wonderful session with your client. So that's fantastic. Let me just, you said, say the first name again. I'm sorry.
Lennis.
Okay, perfect. And let me get your date of birth, please.
Yes, it's 6/3/57.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, good. So let me say this. You are very non-traditional, and that's how I'm getting this first and foremost, that whatever you are working on or whatever you're producing or putting out there, it's okay. Oh, okay. It's okay to be more non-traditional. Okay, you don't have to do things the way other people have done them or say things the way other people have said them. You can actually come up with your own language if you wanted to. It is that powerful that you don't have to be non-traditional. You can say things and be like, well, I just made that word up, but you get what I mean, right? This is so you. And so continue being non-traditional, continue being a little bit out there. I'm okay with that. Spirit is okay with that. I'm seeing here also, too, if there is any desire to move or to relocate or to kind of find a better space. I don't know what this is. But if there's any desire or interest in doing that, it's definitely something to go ahead and continue to consider. But don't do it just yet. Don't make any big moves just yet. What's going to happen is you're going to start to see other opportunities fall into your lap where it's actually going to be a lot better for you to make a change. I'm talking about in physical space, physical location. It's going to be a lot better for you to make that change a little bit down the road. And we can talk a little bit more in depth on when that would be later.
So but we're going to break for, Linus, yeah. Do not hang up. We're going to break for a commercial break. And right after break, we're going to come back with Reverend Q, the Master Oracle.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. We have today the Master Oracle, Reverend Quentin Stroud, on our show today. We're talking about your relationship with the Spirit of God and how that is directly correlated to your level of success in life, whether it be success in your health, your wealth, your relationships. You know, here on this show, on the Everyday Peace Show, we talk about life in three dimension, if you will, health, wealth, and relationship. And of course, to have a happy life, a joyous life, we're looking for balance in our health, balance in our wealth, balance in our relationships. And that way we can have a fulfilled life. And that comes through singular focus. Focus on your relationship with God. And so we have the Master Oracle, Reverend Quentin Stroud, affectionately known as Reverend Q. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call in if you have a question something you've been praying about, either for yourself, your family, your community, the world at large, that is on your heart and you would love to speak with him. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call in now to speak to the Master Oracle, Reverend Q. And we do have our caller on the line, Linus. So we're going to continue with our question or discussion with Linus.
Absolutely. And so thank you so much again. And again, I say that everything that you're doing, you are a little bit out there, and it is okay that you are, and that whatever it is that is what you are deserving, what is for you, it is definitely coming. And again, I say about the movement or the changing of the physical space, this is definitely the time to do it. But there's going to be other opportunities that you're going to see presented to you that you might be able to take on. And so consider that for the future. Don't worry about it right now. It's just something that is going to be coming to you. The other thing I'll say is, now is the time to kind of start to juggle money around and juggle some things around in order to get yourself to a much better position financially. So juggling money or being a little bit more playful with it, but not, not
insincere. So be playful with the money. Like, don't be so serious about money, but at the same time, don't be juvenile with it. Don't be, you know, you understand what I'm saying. Don't just spend money frivolously. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but be more, a little bit more playful with it. Let your money serve to have you enjoy life all the more so, and it will serve you well, is how I'm getting it. So I hope this really resonates, and I'm sorry about the break that we had to do, but this is good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's all confirmation. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I love it.
Thank you, Dr. for calling.
Dr. James, I was going to say, I do want to share a couple of things as it relates to this relationship with the divine and how we can kind of better our relationship, and then we can take some questions at the end. Would that work?
That would be absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. Okay, good. Well, I will say this. As we go up, and I said it earlier, as we go up, as we have this spiritual development, what's beautiful about it is that it's constantly reminding us of who we really are and who God is in us, through us, as us. I say all the time in my own personal prayers, I call it spiritual mind treatment, that there is only one life, and that life is God. That life is perfect, and that life is my life now. There's only one life. And as I know this to be my truth, my awareness, my understanding of how this world works, that there is only one life, that everything that happens to me is happening through me. Now, relationship, any relationship, your marriage, your friendships, your job, whatever, relationship will always reveal three key things. The first thing is that relationship will always reveal truth. It'll always reveal the truth. Whoever you are, whatever kind of person you are, whatever kind of person your boo is, being in relationship will always reveal the truth of that person's being, the truth of your being. And so relationship will always reveal the truth. Whatever is in you is going to come out in relationship. My mama used to always say it, I don't care how hard you squeeze an orange, you ain't going to get out blood. And so Absolutely. Whatever is in there, that relationship is meant to squeeze you. It's meant to push you. It's meant to push your buttons a little bit. I know we're looking for that perfect relationship where it's just bliss all the time, right? But the truth of the matter is, relationship is meant to squeeze out of you the truth of who you are. So if you are kind, it will show you to be kind. If you are loving, it will show you to be loving. If you're angry or fearful or whatever, that stuff is going to come out of you, you see. Number two is that relationship will always reveal or show value. So the first thing, it will reveal the truth. The second thing, it will show you or bring you or offer you value. Anything that is not producing something of value must wither and die. If you remember the story of Jesus with the fig tree wasn't producing any fruit, and Jesus was hungry. So Jesus walked up to the tree and said, oh, this tree ain't producing no fruit. And he cursed the tree, and it withered from the root up. And on the way back from the road to Bethany, on the way back, the disciples said, Master, the tree that you cursed is withered and died, withered from the root up. He said, well, have faith in God. He said, for anything that you say must happen if you believe with the faith, you know. And so all I'm saying to you is that relationship will offer value. And when it stops offering value, when it's no longer producing something of value, it must wither and die. And then the third thing that relationship will always do is that relationship will always produce power. The purpose of relationship is to move you into a place of power, to empower you. Power is simply the ability to produce results. The ability to produce results. And so relationship will make you more powerful, more able to produce results in your life. And so as we're talking about relationship with the divine, as we're talking about relationship with God and how it produces a successful life, you must know that this intimacy this intimacy that you're wishing to experience with God, it really is the thing that's going to reveal the truth of who you really are, that's going to offer you value, and it's going to produce power or give you more power to succeed, to be happy, to have what it is that you desire. The word intimacy comes from the word intimus, Latin, intimus, which means innermost. Innermost. Now, when you talk about intimacy, you can think about intimacy, but most people think about intimacy from the carnal perspective. They think about intimacy from the experiential perspective. I wish to experience this person. When we think about intimacy, we think about what makes us feel good, what gives us the little tingly feeling. You know what I'm talking about. The intimacy, it makes us feel good in that moment. And intimacy with the right touch can move to ecstasy. Okay? Hello?
I'm
we
here.
All adults
I'm...
here. Intimacy with
yes.
the right touch can move into ecstasy. What happens is that when we talk about intimacy, we're talking about something that's not carnal necessarily. We're talking about something transcendental. We're talking about an intimacy with God that transcends this mortal coil, this intimacy with God that transcends the workaday of the world, that transcends all these stresses. And so when you get this intimate relationship, this innermost intimacy, this innermost relationship with God, what ends up happening is those things that used to harm you, hurt you, plague you, concern you, cause you to move into fear or doubt or uncertainty, these things go away because you now have this transcendental innermost connection, you see. And so I want to give you quickly some keys in order to improve this intimate relationship with God. Number one, and Dr. James said it a moment ago, she said about how you actually listen, that the voice is always there. The voice is always there, but it's up to us to listen. Listening in any relationship, just like in any relationship, communication is important, right? Listening, active listening to God is so vital to your intimate relationship, because then you can hear the voice of God. You can hear the nudges and the unction. Don't go here. Don't go there. Turn right up here. Maybe you should take a detour. Whatever it is, you can hear that inner nudging. And when you listen, it actually produces some amazing results. So number one is listening. Number two is understanding the oneness. Think about it this way. I think it's John chapter 15. John chapter 15 says that I am the vine and God, the Father, is the husband. That I am the vine and the Father is the husband. Father is the Greek word pater, which means pattern. And so the Father is the pattern. The Father is the pattern of thinking. I come to do the will of my Father. I come to see my Father do. This pattern that God has set. And so when you understand this oneness with God, when you understand that God is the pattern maker, you are the expression of the pattern. You are the expression of God. You are the expression of the Most High in this material three-dimensional universe. And now we can all see God in action. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being present. I think scripture says that all of creation is moaning and eagerly awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God, plural. This is why I said that Jesus was not the exception. Jesus was exceptional, no doubt. But Jesus was not the exception. In fact, the old believers used to call him the protikos in the Greek, the protikos, or the firstborn, the first order. The first in a line is where we get the word prototype. And so when you understand that Jesus was not the exception, but the rule, we then start to think about our life a little differently. We stop focusing on adoration and hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And that's wonderful.
And but I guess I just want to interject
yeah,
right
please.
Here because this is so pivotal that you're saying this. And we're right now where most of us are in our homes. We're slowed down. We're at a slower pace. I hope you're really getting these relationship skills, how to build this relationship. But what you just said right here is so much truth in that moment. He was, I'm going to say prototype, because I don't know if I have the Greek, but he says himself, greater works than these shall you do. Right? That means I don't need you just sitting here applauding. This is not a show. This is a teaching.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that when you get, when this teaching concludes, you're expected to get up and execute. Right? If you know, I've been a pharmacist for 30 years, and I can remember being on residency and all, rotations and all this stuff. And after so many times of somebody showing you something, it's not a show. I've taught you for a reason. It is now time for you to execute.
Right? Yes,
so you take your practical exams, and you go in and you execute. And this is way back. We don't do this anymore, right, us pharmacists. We used to make suppositories and make all these things. But at that time, you've been taught. Now you go do. And that's what I hear you saying right now. You know,
that's it. That's it. The first order, the protocols was it set the order of how humanity is to be experiencing or expressing in this world. And so, as Jesus came again, exceptional, but not the exception, but the rule. I am the rule. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Is how it said it. Verse 4. John 15 and 4. I am the vine, ye are the branches. And so whatever I got in me is going to move into you, going to transfer into you, going to be into you. And you then produce the fruit. See, the trunk, y'all better get this, the trunk doesn't produce the fruit. The branches do. Jesus was the trunk. Ye are the branches. And you produce the fruit. You produce the manifestation. And it says it. It says it in verse chapter 15. It says that, and that which does not produce withers and dies. But that which does produce, he purges it. That's what the scripture says. He purges it that it may produce more. And so sometimes you're going to go in this relationship with God. We're talking about this intimate, profound relationship with God. In this relationship, sometimes you're going to be purged. Sometimes the relationship in your carnal world might end. Sometimes the money might not be there. Sometimes things might happen, but he purges you, that which produces now. He purges it that it might produce more. He prunes it is another word for it. And so when you feel like I'm being pruned or purged or something's being taken away from me, why didn't it work out the way I thought it would? Don't fret. Just produce. You better get this. Anyway, so that brings me to point number three. So the first point about developing this relationship is through listening. This intimate relationship, this innermost relationship is through listening. The second point is through understanding the oneness with God, this oneness. The third is obedience. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that word. That's one of my favorite words, by the way. Obedience. Scripture says at 1 Samuel chapter 15, it says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That you can sacrifice if you want to. You can go through it if you want to. You can cry through it and suffer through it if you want to. But if you just listen, understand who you are as in the oneness with God, and be obedient to that unction, be obedient to that desire, be obedient to that move of God in you, through you, as you, then you won't have to suffer. You won't have to sacrifice. You actually never have to. Believe it or not, you never have to suffer in your life unless you're disobedient. That's the only place suffering shows up. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you where I lived. I'm telling you something I read out of a book. Okay?
I love it. The only time you have to suffer is when you're disobedient.
Disobedient. That goes for everybody.
Right. And so Mother's Day, I want to just say this for the mothers. Mother's Day is getting ready to roll around here. And we mothers know something, whether you've had your own biological children or whether you've raised someone's children, auntie, what have you. We know this, that when our children turn to us, especially as they get older and they say that I love you, or even when they're younger, the best way you can show a mom that you love her is to follow her direction. Right?
Yes.
The cards are nice. The flowers are nice. But when I ask you not to do this and to do that instead, that obedience is a sign. That shows love, that reverence.
Baby, oh, you're right on it. You're right on it. Because what I was about to say, the next one is love. Because get this, sacrifice is, we sacrifice out of obligation. Let me explain. When you are disobedient, or when one is disobedient and moves into a place of sacrifice, that's just the natural law of things. That's cause and effect. That's the obligation of the universe. That's why we say God is a just God. So you disobedient and you go and do something you ain't got no business doing. The only way, the only response that the universe can have is justice. It's a balance. It's cause and effect. So sacrifice is out of obligation. And you say, oh, I done been through so much in my life. I done went through so much in my life. And the reason why you're saying that is simply because of cause and effect. But obedience speaks of love, because you can choose not to be obedient, but you choose to submit, you choose to surrender, you choose to experience that which God is saying for you to experience. And if you choose it, then you love. This is why Jesus said, if you love me, follow me. Yeah, if you love me, obey my commandments. I didn't make this up. And so the fourth thing about how to develop this profound intimacy is through love. Love is the attracting and harmonizing force in all creation. Love is that attracting and harmonizing force in all creation. Love conquers all fear. If you're afraid of anything in your life, you're afraid of the move, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. If there's any fear anywhere, it just simply means you're not loving yourself and loving your God enough. That's all. And if you love enough, there'll be no fear, ever.
I got to interject right there.
Please,
for those of us who have battled fear on some level or another, right? We've just heard, I like to cook, so I'm going to use the word recipe. We just heard the recipe for eradicating fear is love. Love of self, love of God. So when we get to this place where we just immobilize because of fear, we fear the unknown, we fear the past, we fear the pain, we fear the bills, we fear the loneliness, you know, the list goes on and on and on. The solution, one focus, and that's love. Love yourself more. Love the Creator. Love God more. We're getting some good stuff today, listeners. I hope that you are right in here with us, because what we're getting here is the juice for how to turn this life around. That's your life, your right to do so. You're free to do this. You're obligated to do it if you choose to. And those of you who are already on the right path, maybe you want to get there a little bit faster. We're getting the juice to do that. So proceed. We got about 7 more minutes or so, and we want to get all of this. And then telling the listeners how to, and let's do that right now. How do they reach you if they want to work with you, want to hear from you, want to learn from you? How can they get in contact with you? Where will you be next? All of that.
Absolutely. So I am always, of course, on Facebook under Quentin Stroud, Master Oracle. You can actually just type in Master Oracle or hashtag The Oracle Speaks. The Oracle Speaks. Hashtag The Oracle Speaks. You can find all of my stuff there. Also, Instagram at The Master Oracle as well. And just if you want to just shoot me an email, reverendqs@gmail.com. Reverend is all spelled out. So reverendqs@gmail.com is a great way to reach me. And I also have, for those of you who want just like a free quickie session, I have something called the 6-Minute Fix. The 6-Minute Fix. And so you can check that out as well. It's called 6minutefix.now.site. That's my website. You can just go to it and put in your information, and I'll shoot you a recorded 6-minute free word. So that's a great way of reaching out as well. But yeah, and so I think we can open up the floor if you want.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a few more minutes, and I know I see you all who are in the queue and who have not asked a question. And I wish that I had the skills to read your mind and put your question there. But I want to encourage you, don't end this call. We have the Master Oracle right here with us today. If there is some question you want to ask for yourself, for your loved ones, this is the moment to do that. We're here. And let me just tell you that your question will not only bless you, it'll bless another listener who, for whatever reason, may be calling. I know I have people who are at work and listening at work and can't call in today because of their work situation. But your question and the answer will bless somebody else. So don't hold back on that if you are so inclined, if there's something on your heart and you want to speak forth. And until, and if we don't get that, I want to, so while you're getting your nerves together, you're punching in those numbers, I want to put this out there because we only have about 4 minutes left with the Master Oracle today on the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James. But I want to, we're talking about peace, and my, the definition of peace that I work under is wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. And in your talking today about how to develop this relationship, how to strengthen this relationship with God and the Creator, you talked about how everything that shows up, and I'm paraphrasing, but there's so much that's going to show up. If it looks like you're being pruned, like that's not out of hatred. That's love. You know, we're going to go back to Mother's Day. How many of us have said, yeah, I know when I was a child, my mother would have to say to me, you know, this hurts me more than it hurts you. But you're going to take this spanking and you're going to learn how to separate from that which you don't need to be connected with. Right. And from that, you know, she purged me from that and I moved on. And I would like to say that I didn't make another mistake, another wrong decision, but I did. We do as children and we are still growing. We're still learning. Right. It's okay to be pruned because you're going to, you know, when you prune a rose bush and you do it at the right season, then that bush is going to blossom even more beautifully.
That's right. That's right. And that's where grace comes in, where, you know, even after being pruned, even after being put through it all or whatever case may be, we still mess up again, you know, whatever case may be. But that's where grace comes in and the continued, I think I like the term saving grace, the continued saving grace is that you still get to experience another day. You still get to try again. You still get another opportunity to reset and recommit and rededicate your life to this service of the Most High. That's why, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be all religious because it's not about religion. Relationship will not be found in religion. It's about you understanding who you are and that's the life I choose to express at all times. And anything less than that is not of God. So I want to open up the floor if anybody has any questions or anything they want to ask.
So I have a question here that someone just texted me. Thank you for the question via text. And it's talking about relationship. And okay. So it's broken up here a little bit, but I get the gist of it. How do you walk away from a relationship that you've been in for a long time and you don't seem to be ready to go, but you know it's time to go?
Well, that's a very good question. Trust me, many of us have been there. What I'll say to that is that when you know it's time to go, that's that inner knowingness, right? That's that still small voice telling you, you know what, this isn't serving you anymore, right? It doesn't mean that immediately you got to jump up and pack your bags and be up out of there, right? Sometimes it does take you time in the carnal, in the physical realm, to make that happen. So this is what I'll say to that. Everything in order and decency.
Order, and we're going to have to end with that because I hear the music. Mm-hmm. You guys have Dr. Reverend Q's contact information. This is Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I absolutely love each and every one of you. Thank you for showing up today as an Everyday Peacemaker.
Check us out at hashtag The Oracle Speaks.
Been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness, and I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
In these uncertain times, we need the power of prayer more than ever. For decades now, someone has always been praying at Silent Unity, 24 hours a day, year after year. Now, you may join this prayer vigil online. Pray for yourself or others when you enter the peaceful online chapel. See the map with lights to show where others are praying at the same time around the world. Take a moment to refresh yourself now at unityprayervigil.org.